chorus. Something about that name. I don't know if you can play along with me or not, but that chord will be enough, all right? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. There's just something about that name. Master, Savior, Jesus, like the fragrance after the rain. Jesus, 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 let all heaven and earth proclaim. Kings and kingdom will all pass away, but there's something about that name. The Bible says that the name of Jesus, every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that He is Lord. Even God Himself has taken and He has elevated the name of Christ. And He's done that on purpose, that at the name of Jesus. The Bible says if we will lift the name of Jesus, then what He does is He will draw all men unto Him. We don't have to promote ourselves. We don't have to promote the church. All we have to do is promote Jesus Christ, and He will draw those that that would listen and that would have a heart open to Him. I love the name of Jesus. Amen. It's been a name that has been maligned. It's been a name that has been misspoken many times. But thank the Lord that we have the name of Jesus Christ. And when properly elevated and spoken of, the Lord says that He will honor that name. Amen. Well, pray for Brother Mark. I saw a picture this morning where last night he was hooked up to all kinds of wires. He had a sleep study last night, and he told me he didn't know if he's going to make it this morning. And I don't know how in the world one could sleep being hooked up to all that junk so that you can sleep normal so that they can see why you're not sleeping.
You don't sleep normal. Well, if you went to the beer fest yesterday, you would probably sleep real good.
Well, Brother Leroy, I don't know if you're confessing right now or... If you are, there's a little booth back there that we can... Brother John will take care of you back up in there. Oh, my. Folks that are visiting, I apologize ahead of time. We have not been accused of being normal around here. Brother Buddy is in Yap, so many are praying for him. And we heard a report this morning that he is suffering for Jesus. If you'll step over here after Sunday school, you'll see a picture of him. What kind of fish was that? Looked like a barracuda, didn't it? Big old fish. Which is their livelihood. The only thing they eat is fish and rice, and because they're just surrounded by water. But he's doing well, and he sends his love and his greetings. It's great to have Kevin here this morning. Thank you for being here. Bob and Mary Rutledge, I understand that they served for years as missionaries to the Muslims, and we're glad to have you here in the class this morning, and others that are visiting, if I don't see or recognize you, then I apologize for that ahead of time. We need to cover just a couple requests before we continue this morning. Benjamin, is this Benjamin Elias? Is that the last name? Brother Larry, is that Benjamin Elias?
Well, it's supposed to be Galleon, but you know.
Oh.
I don't write normal sometimes.
He takes after his dad.
This is not something to put it that way.
This is just one comedy routine after another, isn't it? Okay. Benjamin Flies is what it is. Benjamin Flies Out Tuesday. Benjamin Galleon. Sorry about that. I was trying to read this. Benjamin Elias. Wow, that's... who is this guy? So Benjamin's going back to England, and he has been chomping at the bit. He wants to be there, and we're so glad that he can finally go. Pray for him as he leaves. Also, we have others in our church that Victoria Radford, she made it safely, and she's doing well there. And as you many of you know, days before she flew, she had that surgery on her gallbladder. And so let's pray for her that she continues to heal. Brother Larry has an unspoken. Bob Smith has a sinus infection today. Pray for him. Is it Carol Wilson? She has heart issues, and Bobby Wilson had a stroke. And then was this Dale? Is that the name that I'm reading here? Some of this writing is like my doctor's writing, and but it looks like open heart surgery, and I'm not a good linguist, so. But we're going to pray for these, and then for those of you that do not know, there's always a prayer request sheet that is on the back table there, and then an email is sent out with those prayer requests for us to pray for one another. And there's several requests on there. We have several with birthdays and also anniversaries this month. I'll let Mark handle that. He does a better job. I've been told that I am not the funny guy, so don't try to be. Amen? Let's go ahead and pray for those requests, and then we'll get into our time this morning. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the privilege that we have to be called your children. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you for sending him as a gift to the entire world. Thank you that he came and he dwelt among us. And Lord, we thank you for laying down your life for each and every one of us. But not just for us, but for the entire world. And Lord, we love you this morning, and we thank you for the privilege that we have to learn more about you as we go into our time this morning. We're excited about finishing up the study of the Holy Spirit. And as we do that, Holy Spirit of God, we need your presence this morning. We recognize and we realize what a vital part you have in our existence as a believer. And so we welcome you and we thank you for your presence this morning. And Lord, I pray that you would be with Benjamin as he flies out on Tuesday. Give him great flights. Help him to be healthy and have a safe trip. And Lord, as he gets started, I just pray that you would use him in an amazing way. Do your work through him. As he goes to England and as he serves. We pray for Brother Larry's unspoken request. We pray for Bob Smith this morning with a sinus infection, and Carol Wilson with a heart problems, and Bobby Wilson who had a stroke, and also for Dale who's having open heart surgery, and many more. Lord, I'm thinking of my father-in-law, Butch Long, this morning. Lord, I pray that you touch his body, be with him, and protect him. And Lord, just pray that you'd heal him. Lord, we love you. We're looking forward to what you have for us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Just a little announcement this morning. Many of you in your bulletin will notice that there's a Harvest Party volunteer card. And what this is, last year, this proved, Brother Bobby, how many did we have? We don't have an accurate number, but how many do we expect? Roughly 700 people come through here last year, right here in the courtyard. I don't know where we'll have it this year, but last year it was in the courtyard. And so you can be a vital part of that, and all you'd have to do is have some fun. That's it. And now it'll be a little bit of work, but most of it is fun interacting with people and letting them see Buffalo Ridge Baptist Church in you and letting them see Christ in you as you serve them. It's a community event. It is designed to show the community that we love them and to draw them to Christ. And we use the harvest party to do that with a bunch of fun and games. And then we have a lot of information that goes out. We ask them for their information, and then we do follow-up on that so that we can reach out into the community and let them know that we're here and that that the Lord is seeking them and loves them, okay? All right, at this time, Brother Leroy, he's been eager to grab a mic. Come on up here, and he's going to be giving us a short testimony.
Short.
A short testimony.
Is that short enough?
Brother Leroy has been in the bus ministry for 42 years. He's going to talk a little bit about that this morning. Amen.
All right. I don't know if John will cut this thing on so y'all can't hear me, probably.
You have to hold it up close to your mouth. That'll help.
So I'm pretending like I'm eating ice cream cone. I just want to bring to you, we've been talking about missions last month, and it's mostly been abroad, you know, abroad, I think, something like, whatever. Anyway, I just felt led to talk about our home missions. I've worn this jacket about, I don't remember, long, long, long time ago, because we had a, what they call a hundreds club, one Sunday. The Lord gave us 116. Now, we didn't have my one bus, but, well, I reckon you'll find out I'm a real emotional fella, so I come prepared. But in the last 42 years, it was September the 28th, 1980, that we ran what we call Bus 11. Now they put colors on them because I reckon kids can't read or write or whatever, no numbers or something like that. But anyway, we had 10 buses, and so they started a new bus route. And so I said, well, okay, we'll take it. So let me back up a little bit. On February the 13th, 1980, a bus captain and Peter Lasley came to the funeral home, and my mother-in-law had passed away and led me to the Lord. And I rode a bus. I didn't ride it that Sunday, but the Sunday after that, I rode a bus for the last 40-some years because we was out a couple years. But the Lord is really been good to me. And I want to just, we've been talking about the Holy Spirit, and I really, really have appreciated what Dan has taught us on the Holy Spirit. But he was talking about it, I was over in Exodus, and I was reading about the tabernacle. And here's all these people they just got out of Egypt. So I don't, how many of them knew how to build houses or build anything? How about taking metal and making all the things that you can read about they made for the tabernacle? And I was reading there, Moses, God told Moses that he would send God's Spirit upon these different ones, and they could do these things that's in the tabernacle. And my memory's not too good. You have to understand, out of 128 in high school, I graduated 127th. So I'm not a very smart person. But, and the reason I can say that, because of the things that I have accomplished, it has been God has done it. Amen. I mean, I can't take the credit for any of that. But here's what: there's carpenters, furniture makers, metal people, jewelers, curtain, and the garments. They had all these garments, and you don't realize this, ladies, but they even made the perfume. God spoke on the people to make perfume. So I've got somebody rides our bus back there in the very back, and she smells real, real good. Uh-oh, she's shaking her head now.
Get himself in trouble.
But, you know, when you go to a wedding or something, you have the select group that's that's family, well, that's the way I feel y'all are for me. And I just want to thank you. And matter of fact, my name, I don't know if anybody said, my name's Leroy Shepherd, and if you know, most of you know me, but if you don't know me, you're the fortunate ones. But then I want to, and I got to hurry up because I want to get to, we want to get done with Dan's Holy Spirit movement thing there he's doing. But I want to, introduce, hey, you don't hear much about the bus captains. I'm not a bus
I'm
captain anymore.
I'm just starting the Holy Spirit movement.
I run to the doors. Well, I kindly run to the doors. Well, sometimes I even walk to the doors. But anyway, I want to introduce you to, I reckon, Daniel, he's bus one now. And I'm sure thankful that he was the bus director. And then one of our bus captains, they get old and can't do much anymore. Their wives have to lead them around.
Goodness.
Well, better not say no more. He's sitting back there. Anyway, but I want to, Daniel took over bus one. And since he's the bus director, that was fine. But then he ended up being a bus captain. And that was wonderful, marvelous, great. But you know why? Because when he buys food and stuff for his kids, he can't leave us out. So here we got number bus four. We used to have 12. Now we're down to 5. And that's because we can't get any, really, I shouldn't say this, but we can't get anybody to take start another bus. Shame on somebody. And I'll tell you, I believe with all my heart that when I was saved, well, naturally the Holy Spirit moves, but I believe this is a Leroy theory that the Spirit of God moved on me, and my first wife was more gung-ho than I was. I mean, she visited. My son had a bus route. Sometimes she would visit with him. Somebody else that was helping us on the bus, and they took one over. And sometimes 8 or 9 hours a day, she would go visiting. I remember one day she back down the driveway and tore the door off the car and come to the shop and had it tied on with some of my Volkswagen parts that I was planning on fixing my Volkswagen with. So we stuck the door back on and drove up, got in and out the other side for a long time. But she was really a blessing for. As far as the bus ministry, I'd go home from work sometime. Instead of having a dog or a cat to stray, we'd have a person. But that's when, years ago, we ended up running 2 buses. We had 116 was the most we ever had. We even had, this is a long time ago, 80 on one bus. And now you want to do some stacking, you can stack them on there. So now I want to get around, because we've got to get this done here. I want to introduce you to the bus captains. We got John up there.
Praise
the
Lord.
Well, I reckon you're in bus 12, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm always on the bottom and going up. Then we got bus 11, which is the one that I had the privilege of starting years ago. And the Garbers, back there in the back, see, Nikki, you and Wade stand up so they can get to see you. I want everybody to know they're the bus captains for bus 11 now. I'm just a worker. Now, Nikki says I shouldn't do some of the work I do and leave her alone. And then we have bus, hey, I don't know if I ought to bus 9. I don't even know if they really count. We've got the Edwards over there. They've went through some physical problems. I mean, Diane and Terry both have. They're just still in there. Lord, I know for sure that until somebody else volunteers to take their place, they'll have to be. I mean, there's what else have they got? But you know, I want to say this too. In the middle of what I'm saying, you know me, I can't never get on the right track. When God gives you a job, you're never unhappy about doing it. For 42 years, which we didn't run for a year or so with COVID. I've always enjoyed it. I like to get up at, don't like to sometimes, maybe not. But anyway, get up at 6 o'clock, get ready and come out here. I mean, it's a joy. I love being in here. Matter of fact, I just love anything. I'm just an old lovable boy. But then after we got to the Garbers and we've got Bus 9 here, stand up, Diane, and if you can. Help him up. And then we have Doug. He's usually in here. He's in this class.
Yeah.
So, and then who else have I left out? Are you pointing? But tell me.
David Rush.
David, he's not. Oh, David, you in the bus ministry? What's on that vest there? Now we've got David. And there's a lot of people, there's helpers in here. Did I miss anybody? Okay, let me do this then. How many of you have ever been in the bus ministry? Stand up. Nobody won't stand up. Look at here. We got them. Look at it. See? We still got them. Was that 5,000? What did they say? That there was 500 of that prophet said? Well, we got them. We still got them. And I want to thank you, every one of you. You know how come we can run the buses? It's y'all. You're the reason we bring these boys and girls in. Amen. I reckon Dan says it's time for me to quit. Hey, he's getting that taser out. I'm getting ready to quit. I just want to thank you that the Lord's been good. And I thank each and every one of you. Putting up with me, for one thing. I'm having the time of my life. As I get older, I get dumber. So here, I'm going to let Dan give us more about that Holy Spirit. And hey, he's out there.
All right. Thank you, Brother Leroy. I appreciate it. Let's give him a hand. Good job. Well,
if you get in the bus ministry, you can have one of his hands.
Do you want this hanky? I don't know what's in there. Thank you, Brother Leroy. And he brings out something really important. Times have changed, which is partly why we don't have 12 routes versus 5. We do need more help in the bus ministry if that's something that the Holy Spirit of God leads you to do. You could drive. You could ride along and just be a good supporter of. Many times that's all that's needed, is just to sit with some of these young people and some of these folks that come in and be a friend to them. And or if you want to be a runner, Sunday morning, you jump on and off, run to the door, knock on the door. They come to the door, you help them cross the street, get in the bus, you can do that. If you're not up to running, then I would just recommend you can visit on Saturday. Say, hey, we're coming by, and remind them. A lot of the homes that they're in do not have proper structure. And so weekends, they relax a lot. And so they don't think about getting up in the morning. So you could do that. There's so much that we could do.
Hey, I got one question to ask you.
Yes, sir.
Would you say the bus ministry has sort of like been a missionary?
It is.
Okay. I'll put a box out here and I'll put some gift cards in.
It is. I'm not going to touch that, Brother Leroy. All righty. If you need a sheet with verses on it, and there's a very crucial statement on there that we're going to make. Brother Brian's got that. Yeah, he's good. All right, so just raise your hand. They'll bring that by. This morning we need to tackle this here on the filling with the Spirit. We talked about being filled with the Spirit, the filling with the Spirit. So if you need one of those verse sheets, take your Bibles, if you would, Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18. Ephesians 5, verse 18. We are going to be looking at several verses this morning. We're getting down to the end. And as we get down to the end, I'll just be straight up with you this morning. About 6 o'clock, it got pretty serious when I was going over my lesson, because it's a very sobering thought. We've learned everything that we need to know about the Holy Spirit and His work in our hearts and in our lives, and how crucial and vital He is to our Christian living, our being Christ-like. And so as we get down to this moment here, I'll just be straight up with you. It's very sobering what we're going to look at today, the filling with the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 18 says this, "And be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit." Be filled with the Spirit. Galatians, the book in front of Ephesians, Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Many times I read that verse, and I read it so fast, I would just kind of graze over it, and I understood it to be walk in the Spirit, but then also don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. That was my understanding of this verse. And that's not what that verse means. That verse means if you're walking in the Spirit, if you're Spirit-filled, you cannot fulfill the lust of the flesh. The two don't mix. If you're walking in the Spirit, you'll not fulfill the lusts of the flesh. Acts chapter 2 and verse 4. For those of you that have your list, it'll be on there. Acts chapter 2 and verse 4. The Bible says this, "And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues." And we'll find out later that other tongues means other languages. "As the Spirit gave them utterance." Acts chapter 4 and verse 31. Acts 4, 31. "And when they had prayed, the place was shaken where they were assembled together, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost, and they spake the word of God with boldness." Acts chapter 13, verse 52. Acts 13, verse 52. "And the disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Ghost." The definition, and I've put this on that sheet for those of you that got a sheet, the definition of being filled with the Spirit has been defined as what I'm going to read this morning, and I love this definition. I believe it is a complete and full definition. It is a conscious, constant, and complete surrender to God's will and dependence upon the Spirit's power to live the Christian life. That's only half the definition. I'll read the first part again. A conscious, constant, and complete surrender to God's will and dependence upon the Spirit's power to live the Christian life for the purpose of producing fruit of souls, the fruit of empowered ministry, the fruit of victory over temptation, and the fruit of the Spirit. And I didn't say fruits of the Spirit. If you read your Bible in Galatians, it talks about the fruit of the Spirit. Fruit of the Spirit means the evidence of. If you walk in the Spirit, the evidence that it produces, the fruit that it produces, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, temperance, meekness, and so on. So that is a very full and complete definition. The filling of the Spirit may occur throughout the life of the believer. Now, the permanent indwelling, let's not confuse the two, the permanent indwelling of the Spirit happens at the moment of salvation. Every believer is indwelled permanently. You're sealed, the Bible says, with the Holy Spirit of God. That third part of the triune divine God comes and dwells in you permanently. But being filled with the Spirit, or being full of the Spirit. How many have heard the term before, that person is full of themselves? Okay? A believer can be full of the Spirit. You can be full of the Spirit. And that can happen throughout the life of the believer. Whether or not it is throughout all of your life as a believer depends a lot upon you. We have been given everything that we need to be Spirit-filled. But we choose ultimately whether or not we remain and live a Spirit-filled life. The nature of that, this is the only ministry of the Spirit which we are commanded to seek. The only ministry of the Spirit that we... Now, you've heard a lot of stuff about healing and speaking in tongues and different things like that. And by the way, let me put in a plug. In the month of October, Sunday nights, we're going to have 4 Sunday nights in the month of October that we're going to have the Equipped to Serve series. And what that is we are going to... And this is all timing out beautifully. God is in charge of the timing on that. But Pastor has graciously allowed me to teach about the fruit of the Spirit. And we're going to do that 4 Sunday nights in October. And so this is all coming down to the end as we get that. So I'll encourage you to be there for that. But the only ministry of the Spirit that we're commanded to seek is being Spirit-filled. Let's look at Ephesians 5:18 again. Ephesians 5:18. The Bible says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but it says, but be filled with the Spirit. The verb tense of this verse literally means, in the original language, the verb tense means to be continually being kept filled with the Spirit. Okay? To be continually being kept filled with the Spirit. Or here's another way to look at it. To be continually walking in Spirit fullness. Which means to be continually saying no to what my flesh wants. And to saying yes to what the Spirit would want me to do. And I'm not just talking about Sunday morning or Sunday night or Wednesday night or knocking on a door or working in the bus ministry. I'm literally talking every single second of every single minute of every single hour of every single day of every single month of every single year, my entire life, being Spirit-filled and walking in the Spirit. This is the only ministry of these major ministries of the Spirit to the believer, which is repeatable. A comparison of passages in Acts reveal the same persons are repeatedly being filled with the Spirit. You have this on your sheet. If you're writing down, just write Acts 2:4. You have Acts 4:8 and Acts 4:31. It shows that the same person then is repeatedly being filled with the Spirit, not just a one-time event. So it's something that continually happens in the life of the believer. It is the only ministry of the Spirit which can be lost. I didn't say salvation can be lost. I didn't say you lose the Holy Spirit. I'm saying that you can lose the fullness of the Spirit. Okay? And should thus be repeatedly sought. This ministry is lost through disobedience. Disobedience, which may be manifested in one of two ways. Again, let's just, for sake of the record, and it's being recorded, I am not saying you can lose your salvation. There is no way in the world a person can read Scripture and gather and glean from Scripture that one can lose their salvation. There's just too many places in Scripture that says it is forever. Amen? However, one can lose spirit fullness, being filled with the Spirit. How? There's two ways. Number one, quenching the Spirit. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Let's look at that verse. The Bible says this in 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Very short verse. It says, quench not the Spirit. If it says quench not, then the obvious thing to understand would be that the Spirit could be quenched. Okay? So quenched not the Spirit. This is the sin of not doing what the Holy Spirit would have us to do. Quench not. That means do what the Holy Spirit would have you to do. Sins of omission. Sins of omission. What? You mean not only do I have to worry about the sins of commission, but then there's also the sins of omission? Oh yeah. My kids are very aware of the fact that if I asked them to do something and they did not do it, they omitted to obey in that area, then we had to deal with that. Sins of omission. Same with our Heavenly Father. Quench not the Spirit. Sins of omission. Number two, grieving the Spirit. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30. Let's look at that verse really quick. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 30. The Bible says this, and grieve not. Once again, if it says to not grieve, then it would be obvious that the Holy Spirit can be grieved. Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed unto the day of redemption. Grieving the Spirit. This is the sin of doing what the Spirit would not have you do. Doing what the Spirit, so you can quench the Spirit and you can grieve the Spirit. This ministry also may apparently be possessed in degrees based upon the depth of one's spiritual maturity and also based upon the depth of one's spiritual ministry. We're not saying that there's levels, but as we grow in grace, the Bible says, but grow in the knowledge and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We must know Him more so that we grow more and you become more mature in Christ. And I'll even say this, based on what I've read in Scripture, one can unmature as well. As you seek to walk in the flesh versus walk in the Spirit, I've seen some folks decline in spiritual maturity. And it clouds their discernment. And it clouds their decision-making process. And they do spiritually stupid things. They make dumb decisions, many of which one could testify, I've been guilty of that before, where you weren't thinking straight because you were walking in the flesh and you weren't leaning on the strength, the power, and the wisdom of the Holy Spirit of God that we have within us, and you make dumb decisions. Okay? So the conditions of fullness of Spirit, and I just have just a few moments. total surrender to His will. This involves acknowledgement. Some would call it confession. You know that the word confess literally means to agree with God about your condition. So when I'm confessing sin, I'm saying, Lord, that was dumb. I agree with you. Your word said that it is sin. I agree with you. I messed up. I'm sorry. I messed up. Forgiveness, I already have. Did He not say that He paid the price completely for sin at the cross? Is that not correct? So forgiveness is mine. I just have to agree with the Lord that that was a dumb move. That was a sin. I lied. And call it like it is. I lied. I was full of pride. That's why I couldn't say I'm sorry. That's why I held my position and I got angry, because I was proud. And God hates pride. He hates pride. Because what it does is it takes you and puts you in the primary position. You become a God in your own mind, because you're this. I have rights. I do this because pride. So call it like it is. So total surrender to His will involves agreeing with God about your sin and then forsaking all known sin. Forsaking all known sin. Proverbs, I'm going to look at Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 13. The Bible says this: He that covereth his sins shall not prosper, but whoso confesseth, that is agreeing with God about your sin, and then forsaketh them, because it may be more than one, shall have what? Mercy. Shall have mercy. So total surrender includes confessing and forsaking and then dedicating one's life. And I'll finish with Romans 12 and verse 1. Romans chapter 12, it is a very familiar verse with most of us in this room. Romans chapter 12 and verse 1 says this: I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that what you do is that you present yourself. You say, all right, here I am. You're presenting yourself a living sacrifice. Sacrifice implies death. So you're dead to self, but you're not going to die physically. You're living a living death to self, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then it says, be not conformed to this world, the world that we live in. Let's not conform ourselves. It gives the idea, you know, you've seen those detective shows where somebody that wants to get into a place that they're not supposed to be in because they don't have the key to get in, they'll borrow the keys, and then they have this little putty or whatever that they press that key down into so that they can go ahead and make a mold and make their own key to get in, right? I just told people how to get into places, didn't I? Shame you on me. That mold is becoming like, is conforming, or that key pressed down into that putty, it conforms, and then the putty conforms around it, and it makes a perfect, and it looks just like that key. The Bible says, don't do that. Don't look just like it. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. What can we do if we do that? So that you can prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. I don't doubt in this room that everyone here would want to do what God would have them do. And the way to do that is not to conform ourselves to this world, walking in the Spirit, Spirit fullness. And we're not totally done yet, but we're getting close. And we'll continue that because it's also total dependence. We'll continue that next week. Spirit fullness, that is something that we should desire in our lives. Heavenly Father, help each and every one of us. Thank you for giving us the ability to help us to walk in the Spirit and be Spirit-filled. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Thank you. It's been wonderful this morning. Have a great time. Thank you.